Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I'm your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today, my guest is Hazel Kimpo. I almost said Helen. I don't know why. Probably because I'm cold. I know you.
Yeah,
I know your name.
I'm Hazel.
Hazel Kimpo. Hazel is the founder of The Clever and also my podcast co-host on Audacity Marketing Podcast. So welcome, Hazel. It's been years we've worked together and my first time to have you on this show.
I know. I'm very excited. I think back we got Stellar to sponsor it way back in the day. I was very excited to be a sponsor back then and happy to be a guest now.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. I'm excited to have you here. So for those who have not had the opportunity to meet you, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I have a background in marketing going back to the early 2000s. I have worked in tech startups for a long time, started my career in events, and used to do community management for Yelp. And because of that, I worked for Yelp back in the day, was able to cash out a little bit of money and go become an entrepreneur for a little while and introduce me to the wild world of WordPress. In fact, I remember going to a friend of mine. I'm like, I have an idea for a website. What do I do? Like, everybody's charging me so much money to build a website. And he's like, oh, all you do, and this was at the time, you go to themeforest.net and download a theme and build a website. And I was like, oh. And then I never looked back. I mean, I did look back. I just stopped looking back at ThemeForest, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think we all outgrow ThemeForest at some point, which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. So you have a mug and something in it. Tell us about your mug.
Yes. This is my second of this one. I'm going to start adding more. Each national park, apparently, they sell these. This is a Zion one. So it's designed this summer. I've got a Joshua Tree one.
Oh, nice.
And hope to get one each one. But yeah, we went to Zion this summer. We took the kids on a road trip from Vegas to Zion. And a lot of people don't realize, so I'm in Southern California. Las Vegas to Zion National Park is less than 2-hour drive. People don't realize how close they are. So if you ever like want to do nightlife in Vegas and then go do a day trip to one of the most beautiful national parks, Zion is beautiful.
That's awesome. And I love a nice hand pottery like that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, except it does a weird thing. The shape of mug does a weird thing where sometimes it captures air and makes a little bubble.
You just got to be careful. Let people know that it was the mug, not you.
Exactly.
I have my Wonder Woman mug today. It's sparkly. It was a birthday gift from Terry Tuttich a few years ago. I'm drinking water because it's not after 5. It's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I want to sleep tonight. So I've got water right now. I thought about the coffee, but then realize that I need some sleep. So, no.
It's Wonder Woman water. Alliterate it.
There you go. Ooh, I like that. That's good. It's the triple W. So tell us, you mentioned, you know, using WordPress, but how exactly did you get started in WordPress? What was like maybe your first site or like how did that happen?
Yeah, so I really wanted to build a happy hour guide for my city. And I still have it. And in fact, I wanted to build a happy hour guide and I wanted to build a restaurant week. And this was in 2011. And I bought the domain and started a website. The happy hour directory got off the ground. The restaurant week never did until literally earlier this year. I finally did something with that domain and launched restaurant week. So good thing I hung on to it. But no, the first one I did was a cool directory. I used, that's when I started using the events calendar and I have to go work for them later on because it was a very heavily events-based system. And I really, still an issue that WordPress is really the best one at solving is local events directories. You can't find, there's not a good way to find local events. And that was the problem I was solving at the time. Yeah. And then later on, as I did that, I realized people hire you to build WordPress sites. So I did a couple for like galleries and things, but like, that's not my bag. I'm like more of a marketer and consultant building the WordPress site hands-on. I do as a hobby and love hanging out in WordPress, but I do not generally build them for other people anymore.
I understand. I built one recently for a local Lions Club just to kind of, every once in a while, I'll take on a client just to keep my teeth sharp or claws, whatever that phrase is.
Yeah,
you know, to keep up on how it looks to build a website today and understand how WordPress has changed and morphed over the years, because it certainly is not the same as it was when I started 12 years ago. So
Absolutely.
it's a different beast altogether. Well, when you look at WordPress, I'm sorry, when you look at websites across, however many and however many of you've done yourself, what's something that you think that we don't focus enough attention on that would make our sites better for the end user?
I noticed that so many designers that have never worked in a corporate environment don't focus on conversion rate optimization, because it sounds like such a corporate word, but co conversion rate optimization is so important. I think that website designers kind of get in the weeds sometimes of the client requests and this color and this that color and a font. And honestly, there's a checklist of best practices for conversion rate, and you can go through those checklists, but I will say at the very beginning, like, ask, whoever's sitting next to you, and hopefully it's not someone that works in tech or with you, if they can tell you whatever is happening on the page that you're looking at. And if you can't tell me within a moment, oh, it's frustrating. I'll tell you one minute of like a thing I don't like in copy on websites lately is, I think we've gone so far of this whole like Steve Jobs idea of don't sell the product, sell what it can do for you. Like, it's not an iPod, it's 1,000 pounds in your pocket. Love it. Except sometimes I land on these websites and I'm like, they're like, we empower SaaS enterprises to do, and I'm like, what do you do? And it's like, oh, we're HR software.
Yes, absolutely. I have noticed that too, that sometimes I get to a website and I'm like, somebody else even send me the link and I'm like, but I don't, what is it? I don't get it. What are they doing? And even when you get to the page to purchase it, you're like, I still don't know what I'm buying.
It's usually HR software.
Usually, yeah, for sure. Or SEO, one or the other.
Exactly. Or
Everybody thinks they can do SEO. What's something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that sure would have made life a lot easier?
oh my gosh, I can tell you this one hands down. I'm so happy that I ended up working on the other side of WordPress, meaning inside the product and all of this, because the thing I wish I knew, I am so much better at WordPress than I thought I was. Like, I thought I was just some dumbass, like, kind of clicking some buttons. And it turns out that's what everybody is. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, this is how everybody does it. And I can figure this out. And honestly, I wish I knew that before, because I would have felt more confident to sell sites, to do all this stuff. I thought, I don't know what I thought. I thought that using like a theme and a plugin was not what people that were professionals did. And then I realized, oh, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, exactly. And why would you reinvent what somebody else has already done well and then also have to maintain it? So it doesn't make a lot of sense for sure.
100% my mentality now.
Yeah. I know, I love these companies. They're like, well, we want our own CRM. We don't want to use WordPress. I'm like, are you sure though? Because I don't think
Exactly.
so. Well, we don't want to pay somebody to build it. Oh, so you're just going to pay somebody to actually build it and then have to maintain it. And if they leave, you're screwed. Okay, fine. Okay, I'll see you later.
Exactly. 100%. It is a way more efficient way to work than to think you need to invent everything from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. Along with that, though, comes the fact that, like, when you do get into WordPress and you're like on the inside of things, but inside of the site or inside of the community, you have access to more people that are willing to answer your questions too. So you don't actually feel
Oh, good
alone
point.
when you're doing it, right?
It's a big point of the community. In fact, I had never really been a part of the community very deeply until I worked in WordPress. And I do think, had I been a member of the community, it would have helped me not have that feeling so much. I would have realized
Yeah.
more.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people don't realize that it's on your dashboard, but we never look at the dashboard, right? Like all the community stuff is there, but we're always just like, what do I need to do? I don't need to just sit here and read. So, yeah, for
Yep.
sure.
No, I think that human element of seeing other folks, honestly, this is my why I like conference going to conferences for two reasons. I like the networking and being inspired by speakers, but I also like seeing the speakers that I'm like, oh shit, they can do that here. I can
I can
do
do that too, for sure.
Exactly.
One of the things I love about having friends and people I've worked with on this show is I am so excited to hear some of your, or interested, intrigued even, to hear some of the answers to the next couple of questions I'm going to ask you.
All
Well, the
right,
next
here
one,
we
and then
go.
we're, one question, and then we're going to talk about your business, and then we'll come back to the rest of the questions. But here's the one I wonder if I know the answer, and I probably don't. What is your favorite WordCamp or meetup experience? Maybe it was something that was pivotal or inspiring moment for you, either as an audience member or a speaker or something in the hallway track or an event. Tell us a little bit about it. I'm listening. No pressure.
There's a lot of good ones. I think you're probably right on this one. Is that in San Diego in 2021?
Two.
22
Two.
last year. Gosh, there were a lot of good elements of that one. I mean, I think one of the biggest elements was that that was the first one back since COVID, right? Like the first big WordCamp US since COVID. But it wasn't as big as we had hoped, as I think the audience had hoped. So we made the best of it and did some really good, like, just deep community stuff, like inside jokes. We made these candles, and that was like our favorite thing. And it was a really big hit. We did these candles that were scented like inside jokes for WordPress. So it was like scented like, when you spell WordPress with a lowercase p, or all of
Launch.
your tickets being dumb for the day, or whatever, things like that. And it was super fun. It was really fun to see the WordPress community come alive around those side sort of inside jokes.
Absolutely. I think the Campcello thing that we did too was really inspired, and like so much of it was your baby, like your brainchild. That having come from and still doing so much with the event space, that was just like you to watch you in your element there was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun to come back into events for that one. I mean, I think that's a 2024 thing that's going to happen across the board for tech companies in general, is there's going to be a realization of in-person events. And I was lucky, I had started my career at a tech company early on at Yelp that was very big on in-person community to grow their brand. And it really worked in a way that has gone out of style. And I kind of think that it might be coming back in style.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I think we've been, even though people have been getting together for holidays and things like that, I think, and even traveling, I think see like actually getting together for events like that and seeing people is gonna make a comeback because we're starved for it, honestly.
For sure. And I think like the lull in like mundane networking events, like the Chamber of Commerce or whatever networking events that didn't happen during COVID, to me, I'll go with my gut here, and they doesn't really feel like they've come back. And I think there's a gap there. Not that I want to go to chamber mixers. I think nobody does. And I think that's what they realized. Like, they were serving a purpose. Nobody wants to go back to like those things that were kind of shitty, but now where do I hang out with people? I'm sorry, I cursed on your
I curse on my podcast too. It's fucking okay.
podcast. Oh, I'm a bad influence.
Do you remember, this is completely off topic, but do you remember speed networking that followed the idea of speed dating?
We did have fun with some of those.
I think it could make a comeback, quite honestly. I think it's a possibility.
I mean, I really think so. I think so much of the internet has come full circle, and life is too. Like, it's back to blogs and freaking speed dating.
Yes, exactly. Oh, too much fun. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing lately with the creative. Tell me, or I'm sorry, the clever. You're so creative. I always think of that word first, but the clever. Tell me what's going on with that. And I mean, if you ever want to talk about any podcasts that you're doing too, I mean, throw that in there as well.
Well, I am on a podcast called Marketing with Audacity. Audacity Marketing is the name of our
Audacity Marketing.
podcast, but I have a lovely co-host named Michelle, and we talk a lot about WordPress marketing on that podcast. Actually, a lot of our since our background together is on WordPress, you and I talk a lot about WordPress marketing on there. And I've talked about some of the projects I'm working on the Clever, but the one that I'm most excited about is I've been doing lots of stuff with ChatGPT and Zapier, and doing really cool automations for agencies, like WordPress agencies building their proposal pipeline in really simple ways. I've done this with so many clients now that what I have built for myself is a really cool way of whenever I onboard a new marketing client, I have a simple input form of like, okay, here's the client, here's like their about page or like some general info that goes into Zapier and runs against about a dozen or so ChatGPT prompts. And outputs into my like doc for the client of like, cool, all the stuff ready to go. The other one I just built for a client recently was they do a Monday kickoff meeting each week for their team. And it just needs a couple of simple inputs. And they use the same format, but I apologize. I lost my train of thought, Michelle. Where was I? I apologize.
Putting all that, that's okay, putting all that into a form that creates that that prospectus or something for you.
But what's cool is that it can actually create a Google Doc, like a slide deck, like
Oh,
ready to
cool.
go. And I think what's been fun about the stuff I've been working on, I've been really big on ChatGPT to empower content calendars, strategy behind marketing, not necessarily write a blog post. It's more about the strategy behind it. And when you can do that in an automated way, it's really magic.
So I had never leaned into ChatGPT and the AI thing until you started like really becoming an evangelist for it. And I will say I've never really just used it for writing in general. I did check out like what it would say about me when it if it wrote my
Ah,
own
does it know
bio.
you?
It knows me very well, which was really it, although it does have
Well, you're all
one.
over the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So it had something to pick up on, which was pretty cool. It did have me working at a company I've never worked at before, but yeah, it's a small edit, whatever. But I've used it for, and I think I'm pretty creative. I come up with some clever titles sometimes, but sometimes I just can't think of a good title for something that feels like a more mundane post. And it gives me great title options. And maybe I tweak it a little bit, but at least it helps get that like ideas generation going, which is pretty cool. And I've actually used it to write up some of our synopsis on Audacity Marketing as well. So when I didn't want to have to be creative that day, and I'm like, here it is. And then I just tweak it. You know, I don't take everything verbatim, but it's got some good
I love
ideas.
it. In fact, our next episode, I want to have, I'm working on a new Zap that I'm working on that takes a podcast transcript and turns it into a blog post. And why I think that will work better than just, hey, ChatGPT, write me a blog post about, marketing with data, is that it's going to have your whole conversation and like the type of way you talk. And some of the prompts I use for something like that would be like, hey, pull out like five or six of the quotable sound bites from this podcast that are really
Oh,
good,
yeah.
and make those headlines for a blog post, and here we go. And in tests, this worked pretty well. We'll see how it goes when I launch it.
I love it. That's a great idea for sure. Now, you've also been like, I'm gonna give you a new title. You are like the queen of LinkedIn lately. Like I still, for better or for worse, I still live in X a lot of the time, formerly known the artist formerly known as Twitter. But I am trying to like channel my inner Hazel and actually lean into LinkedIn a little bit more. And I've never actually given it a lot of thought or attention. But yeah, I'm not good at it yet, but I'm learning from you and seeing the kinds of things you're putting out there and just like inspirational stuff, I gotta say.
Oh, thanks. One of the tips I have for LinkedIn that I've learned is I get discouraged on there often. I think a lot of people do because LinkedIn is not very rewarding, it doesn't seem like, in the sense of typical social media, like dopamine hits. Like, you don't get as many likes or views or really anything as you get on other ones, unless, to be honest, I haven't figured out yet. I read all of the reasons for unless that you're supposed to do this and be in this, and it all seems like an immense amount of work. However, I keep doing it, and people know, like, you notice that I've posted. I got a job offer recently from LinkedIn on a DM because people see that I posted. So it's worth the feeling like you're shouting into the void on LinkedIn, to have a voice. I wish it was better for regular networking. Like, I wish that, and I think that's the problem with LinkedIn, right? Is like, it feels disingenuous to someone like you and I who are very like authentic people, and it doesn't feel like an authentic platform. That's a bummer. I wish it was, because there does need to be, there's a gap in the space for authentic business networking. However, I will say putting yourself out there on LinkedIn is super effective. Like, it really does work because people see it even though you don't realize it. And that's why it's a hard one, though, because you don't get that immediate dopamine hit.
But I also don't go looking for people, so the fact that you show up in my newsfeed a lot means you're doing something right because
That's reassuring.
you are being rewarded. You may not see it yourself, but you're being rewarded in the fact that people are seeing what you're putting out there, whether they react with it or not. You know, you're getting the views because I'm seeing it and
Exactly.
I'm not in there much. So if I'm seeing it, that means people who are spending more time in there are also seeing it. So that's a good thing.
And I would say one of the tips I've seen from people successful on LinkedIn in that way is a lot of repetition of a theme. Like, you really have to pick a niche, because that way when they do continually see you, they're like, oh, Michelle, she's the one who does community for WordPress. Or, oh, Hazel, she's the one who does AI for marketing. Like, continually talk about, it's less fun in that way. You get less fun to, less room to talk about all your other stuff, like on X.
Yeah.
But it is an effective platform, I'll tell you what.
That's true. That's true. And I think you're knocking it out of the park for sure. So
Thanks.
keep up the good work. Wait, are you using AI to build the post that you're putting? Never mind, you don't have to answer that.
I do have some tricks.
I believe it. You'll have to teach us your
Yeah,
ways. If you're interested in learning more, hit up Hazel directly. We'll put all of her information
exactly.
in the show notes. So you've been doing this for a little while. You've been building up a nice little clientele. You've been doing some really great things. I know that we had to move a couple episodes here or there because of stuff you were doing in Long Beach and bringing some events back that had not been around since before the pandemic. How is all the event stuff that you're doing going?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. We did Long Beach Restaurant Week, and I've been really getting into, I mean, I love my city, right? That's something that, like, when I first got into WordPress, it was a city-based initiative. This summer, I got really back into my city. My first WordPress endeavor was with my city. I love everything about Long Beach and just local. And I was working with Long Beach Restaurant Week. Well, working with it, we started it, right? We launched it and did one and had a WordPress site for it. It was very exciting. And I got an itch to do a festival, which I've thrown a festival before, but backed away from it, because I don't have the energy of 25-year-old Hazel.
I
But
get that.
because events, man, they take energy. But I will say what did scratch the itch that I've been really excited to work on more is retreats. And I've been doing planning on a lot of retreats. I work with a group called Moms in Tech, and we're planning retreats there in 2024. In that same note of people getting together, I think one of the ways is going to be people doing sort of planned retreats, meaning like, hey, a group of 12 of us are going to go get an Airbnb and hang out somewhere. I mean, Chris Lemma does with his Cabo Press for years, and I could see that type of really taking off. And been doing more of those for therapists. I'm helping a therapist do a retreat for her clients in Mexico this later in the
Oh,
spring. So
cool.
it's kind of fun.
I love that. That's awesome. I love that you don't just put all your eggs in one basket. You're like diversified in all the different things that bring you joy, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, growing up with financial trauma will do that to you.
We should do it. We should do an episode of Audacity Marketing on marketing out of your trauma. Because I'm sure we both have stories.
Yep. Got to make sure you stay employed.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let me move into the rapid fire questions. They're not really rapid. You take the time you need to answer them.
Okay.
Here we go. What are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Okay, I have controversy here.
Okay.
I love Elementor, like I do. And I know, like again, like I used to have this like imposter syndrome. I guess I still do about using Elementor, but you know what? Screw it. I love it. It really works well as far as designing sites. And on top of Elementor, every single site that I have, I use Rank Math, and I really like Rank Math for their SEO, and it's worked really well for me. So those are Elementor is like, yeah, it's just, I know people hate it and people want to do block editor all day, but sometimes Elementor gets the job done.
There's a reason they're so popular that there are a lot of people who think like you, for sure. Absolutely. I'm never going to hate on anybody who's making money doing what they love. So there you go.
Exactly.
Have you had a mentor at any part of your WordPress journey, whether it was official or somebody who kind of like took you under their wing, or maybe just somebody that you saw was doing well and emulated the work that they did?
Well, I'm not going to say you, even though you are an obvious answer. You are here. I think that you are actually a great like leader in WordPress for like people to look after, especially as a woman.
Thank
But
you.
another person I'll say is another co-host of yours, which is Kathy Zand. Like I met Kathy, and I'd heard so much about her reputation of like being such a powerhouse in the space. And I met her, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's just such an inspirational person and so helpful for everybody.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I love the WP Motivate podcast where we literally just shoot the breeze every week and record it and put it out there. And
So
I think we have like,
great.
three followers. That's okay. It's more like therapy, so it's all good. Who is somebody else that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Oh gosh, let's say. I'm gonna go someone behind the scenes that I used to work with a lot. That she evolved. That I used to work with you is Lauren Sieben, who like is an amazing writer. People don't realize she writes so much WordPress content across all of it. She used to write content for Automattic. She knows WordPress so well. She tells people to think she doesn't, and it's funny. They see that she can write about it better than people that know it really well. She has a rare talent of being able to take like a very complex WordPress issue and being able to put it into layman's terms, and it's really impressive.
And she has a wicked sense of humor. Like, if you
She
follow
really
her,
does.
she doesn't tweet a lot, but when she does, I am in stitches. Like, she's clever. She is, yeah,
She's hilarious.
she is hilarious. I will 100% endorse that. Absolutely. What's something that you still want to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't tackled yet?
Well, I have a common joke lately that I'm glad I never learned CSS until ChatGPT came out. So that's a good one. I really do want to learn full site editor, though. I every time I go play with it, it's not satisfying. And I debating, I think a lot of people on WordPress out there are debating whether they're going to buckle down and like play with it more to learn it or wait a little bit longer until it gets better. And kind of writing that, but I do ultimately want to learn how to use, what WordPress is trying to tout as the future of the project.
I have not learned it yet either. But
Yep.
we'll see.
It's in flux, right? I don't know if I want to pour all of the effort into learning it now for it to change very quickly. So it's sort of, dipping my toe, keeping my eye on it.
And I never understood when I was younger why people wouldn't jump at the next best thing. People used to get upset that, oh, Facebook changed it. It's layout. I hate it. How am I going to? And like, nobody remembers what it used to look like unless they go and search for pictures of what Facebook used to look like because it gets better. But now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, do they have to change it? I just learned how to use it this way, right? So
Yep,
there's a little bit of that.
absolutely.
There's a little bit of that. The learning curve feels steeper the older you get. But yes, I agree. I think it could be a good thing. And I'm also waiting till there's so much information about there that it's a little bit easier to learn as well.
100%, exactly.
What's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, not having security plugins. When I was running, a Long Beach community again back, I think like 2018, LB Littles. I didn't know a lot about anything, and I didn't have anyone hired to do anything on my site. I was doing it all myself, just sort of from the hip. And it got hacked where like people would go to the site and it would redirect to a porn site, which was really unfortunate because it's kids like and I learned that you need security plugins.
I have had similar experiences. Luckily, the site redirected to pharmaceuticals and not pornography, but still not good. Still not good.
Still not good. But...
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Oh my gosh. I think I experience it every time I like launch a website. It's like amazing that it exists. Like, oh my God, I put it in the world. And I'm trying to think if I have one project specifically. I put together a project during COVID early days. Like, there was a lot of like fast moving projects in those early days of COVID. And I put together, we were doing LB Littles, which was like events and things, and needed to move them virtual. And we did a thing called Little Sessions and kind of launched it over a weekend. And it went really well, actually. Like, I didn't keep it up because I did not have it was COVID and nobody had the interest. But it
I
was
understand.
very exciting to have it up and like working and like, hey, like people can actually go there and have, virtual kids yoga. The downside was, turns out virtual kids yoga like sucks.
It was a wonderful idea.
Exactly. The website looked great and it was very
Actually,
functional.
the it, like on my grave someday, it will say, in theory, it was a wonderful idea.
Yep, in theory. Yep.
There's a lot of that in the world.
Exactly.
I love it though. That's awesome. If you weren't working in web tech at all, so web tech, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Oh gosh, I mean, I was an event planner and I still always dabble, so I'd probably be an event planner. But one of my favorite jobs I've ever had that I still think of, I loved being a portrait photographer. Like in college, I worked at JCPenney Portraits, And I still love taking portraits of folks and like doing all of that, but it was such a, even that experience of kind of rapid fire of lots of like, okay, a kid coming in, cool, let's do a bunch of poses and keep the kid happy and take pictures, cool, let's do it again. I really loved that. It was like very satisfying.
That's awesome. I do a little bit of portrait photography every once in a while, and it is fun. And when you can get the kid to look at you and smile,
Yes.
but the parents are also looking at you. Like, it's not that hard to get the kid to smile, but the parents are always looking at the kid, trying to get the kid to smile.
They really
And I'm
are.
like, I need to train the parents more than I need to train the kid to look at the camera. I missed the shot
I
because
know.
you were
That was the
looking at
number one
me.
say, like, parents, don't look away. Stay here.
Exactly. They think they're helping. They're not. But yeah, no, that's always fun for sure. Especially when they come in and look at their pictures. I mean, now it's all online,
Oh,
but
yeah.
back in the day, like they would come in and look at their pictures together and you could see the excitement on their faces. That was
It
always
was
cool.
so great. And we used to tickle the kids' nose with a feather duster, which I can't imagine they do now. But that was like
Probably
helping kids.
not.
Yeah,
You mean the COVID duster? Yeah.
exactly. But we did. We would like to tickle their nose with a feather
That's so funny, but it is true, right? All the stuff that we used to
duster.
do for that kind of stuff. That's fun. What's something on your bucket list?
On my bucket list, I'd like to go live in Turkey for a little while with my family. My family's from Turkey. So we've talked about like if there's a way to go live there for a year at some point and see more of Turkey and live with family. I'd really like to spend some time there.
That's awesome. Now you're fluent, right, in Turkish?
I'm not. No,
Okay.
I was there when I was small. But my mom, like, I didn't really keep it up with my mom. My mom is Turkish, my dad's American. And I have been using it with Duolingo. I'm not as good at you with your streaks on Duolingo, but you are very inspiring with them. So it's
Oh,
keep up posting because it makes me inspired to be like, oh, I should go do better at my Turkish.
that's awesome though, and I'm sure that you it would come to you more naturally, having heard a lot of it in your lifetime and been using Duolingo. Like whenever I go to Puerto Rico or something, like I feel like I can glean more than if I hadn't been doing those things. So
Exactly.
yeah, for sure. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not be aware of.
I would say, working in events, I have a very special trick of being able to walk into any room and I can tell you the fire occupancy ha like hazard. So whoever, like basically I could walk into a room and tell you, oh yeah, this room could fit 70 in banquet style or 200 in a cocktail, and I will be right within like 10 people.
That's pretty
But I've
cool.
also got some great stupid human tricks if I can do two talent, just because I'm
Yeah.
excited to showcase the weird thing I can do with my thumb since we're on video.
Do we call that like double jointedness or something for your thumbs? I don't know.
So, I think so. My thumbs are real weird.
Hyper reflexive? I don't know. I'm making
Yeah,
stuff up now.
exactly.
I can't do that. I can't do that no matter which direction I push my hand, it does not work. So,
Yep.
yeah. And I had to test it. I had to see, like, oh, can I do that? No, I can't.
No. Yeah.
I love it. Cool party tricks for sure.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that we didn't talk about yet?
No, I don't think so, but I am interested to see where WordPress is going to go in 2024. I think it's going to be an interesting year for the web in general, as it's going to be a big shift away from social media as it was. And I think, not that I don't think people are going to use social media less. I think that it's less consolidated. So people are going to have to do what WordPress people have been preaching for the past 15 years, which is like, hey, own your content, own your website, that sort of thing. And it could be an interesting watershed year for the project because of that.
Absolutely. And especially with in-person events really coming back. They came back this year a bit, but their next year is, really kind of already we're looking at so many more events next year that are in the planning stages. So I think that there's a whole lot that's going to happen along those lines for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me today, Michelle.
Yeah, sure. How can people find you? What's your website? How do they find you on socials?
Yeah, I'm on theclever.io and I am easy to find on LinkedIn, Hazel Kimpo with a Q. I've also posted a lot on Threads these days. So if you want to follow me on Threads, I think there's a few more WordPress people on Threads and I'm Hazel Q on Threads.
Very good. Well, if you're listening to this, just go to wpcoffeetalk.com, find Hazel's episode. We'll have all of those links in the show notes along with a transcript of today's episode. Thank you so much for taking the time, Hazel. We've been talking about it for quite a while. It's nice that we actually found the time to fit together and do an episode with you on here. So thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure. We'll see everybody on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.